Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmel. My co-host here, Dave Popwich. How you doing?
Hi, Faisal. I'm doing wonderful. How about you?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. I think for those who listened to our show last week and sent notes saying, I'm sorry, you're obese. Thank you. Officially, I'm not obese. Officially, I'm okay, the doctor said.
That was pretty funny.
Those comments of concern, I appreciate them. Faisal is well-rounded, but not too well-rounded of an individual, so
we're okay. Yeah, you're doing just fine. We've got a really good show today. We've got lots of questions about real estate. We always get questions about real estate because some people are downsizing, upsizing, right-sizing. They're doing all kinds of sizing stuff. And what's going on in the Calgary marketplace? Because it's been a pretty weak market for a very long time. But there are signs that that is changing.
Yep.
Or has changed and continuing to change. We're going to talk about that today.
And there's a different way of buying and selling a home in this market, and they're growing, so we're going to bring that company in and talk about it. And then what about living abroad?
Yeah.
You know, out of all the people that we meet with that talk about retirement, one piece is either vacationing or living abroad in their retirement for some or a lot period of time throughout the year. Where are the best places in the world to live?
And why? And why to live there? You know, it's a dream. It's a dream that I would say many, many, many people have, right? And the dream is cool. Sometimes the practical, there's some things you need to think about. We want to talk about those things. But where should you focus your attention? And where, most importantly, can you get the research to figure out to help you try to make a decision about where that destination might be for you?
Yeah, so because there's so many places to pick, I just want you to pick one so you can leave as soon as possible.
We'll set up our international head office fancy place.
Where would you pick?
Gosh, I'd be hard pressed not to start in France.
Yeah, you're Mr. Europe.
Yeah, I love
you. You're Mr. Europe.
I love Europe. I love the history of Europe.
I like being close to home, so I would go probably Mexico.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I love Mexico too, for sure.
Yeah.
But the European history, there's so much to see there, and I'm just on a bit of a kick on that lately.
Yeah. I'm too short to be walking around in Europe. Way too short.
Well, we're gonna go straight to Europe for this interview, right? So we're gonna talk to somebody that's doing that right now.
That's gonna be great.
Okay.
Interesting week in the markets as well. A lot of volatility, a lot of concern. People are looking at the markets going, what the heck's going on here?
Yeah, and so there's lots to talk about, but I wanna narrow the scope if we can and talk about the volatility, because there's a fundamental question I think investors need to ask themselves when we see markets move down. And that is, are we in a recessionary year or are we not in a recessionary year?
Okay, so that normally does not come to people's minds when they're investing.
Right.
Or when they're planning for their retirement and they're seeing their retirement portfolio go down.
Right.
And they're like, okay, I'm just worried that it's going down. Not the reasons why it's going down, but you bring up a good point. We have to look at the economic backdrop.
Correct.
Now, why is it important that when the markets are falling that you need to look at if it's a recession or not a recession?
So if you look at the historical data, and let's just take a 10% move down on the S&P 500, we'll define that as a correction, okay? That's the definition of a correction. Okay, so if you get a 10% move lower on the S&P in a non-recessionary year, that means something very different historically from what you can see going forward than if you're in a recessionary year, right? Because in a recessionary year, if the economy is going into recession, that might be the start of something that's going to get worse. But historically speaking, when you look at corrections, which happen all the time in equity markets, in non-recessionary years, you don't quite know how low it's gonna go, but it spells something very different from what the next 12 months might look like.
So I was explaining to my kids what's happening and why I'm up so earlier than I normally am, and why am I doing so much reading. Your comments about a recessionary and the economic backdrop is absolutely important. And also when I'm looking at what's happening in the markets, I'm trying to explain to my kids, who basically get every third word that I say, they don't listen to me at all, really. Yeah. Of what the heck's going on and why is Dad spending so much time reading?
Yeah.
I kind of look at the market and more importantly, the investors in the market, very similar to a first snowfall in Calgary. Because we get a snowfall every year, guaranteed. Yet the first day that people get on the road when there's a snowfall, man,
right.
Some people are driving all over the place. Some people are scared. Some people don't even leave their house.
Right.
Right. That's the exact same reaction to the market.
Right.
So this is what I was trying to explain to my kids. I'm like, okay, this is kind of like the first day of snowfall. Not a heavy snowfall, and the heavier the snowfall, the more fear enters the driver as they get out there.
Right.
This is exactly the same feeling when it comes to the market. So this is our first snowfall. Now you got to ask, are we in deep winter?
Right.
Or is this just July?
Well, yeah. Is this a big winter storm coming?
Yeah.
Or is it just a first snowfall? And I think that's the you use a better analogy than me. Mine's sort of boring about economics, but that's exactly what people have to decide.
And that's where I think we are right now. Yeah. And if you look at the backdrop economically, we don't see a sign of recession as of right now.
Well, when we look at our economic dashboard, let's be clear, there's kind of one cautionary note on there, and that is inflation, right? Which, yep, of course, is getting a lot of time and attention in the headlines.
Yep. And inflation is, the number came out in the U.S. on Friday, mm-hmm, mixed data, mm-hmm, different parts of the inflation indicators are, yep, showing a little bit different.
Yeah.
We're hearing from different companies. I'll pick on Apple,
yeah,
who said, you know, we should be kind of clear through the supply chain in March.
Right?
It's improving. Yeah. Now, yeah, they've created their own supply chain. Yeah. If you look at, for example, McDonald's saying, you know, well, we're having a bit more challenge to get, you know, buns and nuggets out to the stores, and we're seeing wage inflation.
Right.
Right. So this is where it's going to get very interesting. Now it's going to be a story not of are we in a snowstorm, it's who's got snow tires and who doesn't.
Right. And people have to also recognize that the crazy trading is around the guesses that various people and companies are trying to make going forward, because, you know, we had Bank of Canada and the FOMC with their announcements, and people are trying to parse that guess. What does that mean? There's lots of room to raise interest rates. Yeah. What does that mean?
Oh, and he didn't say in the interview that he's not going to raise interest rates every meeting, so now let's add 5 to it. Or he didn't say they're going to get aggressive, so let's think they're going to put on 50 or 75 basis points in one go, which hasn't happened, I think, in 22 years, where they went aggressive on dropping interest rates, raising interest rates. Very interesting on how the market reacts to this. What I find very interesting too, and I gave you the list. I gave you a list of a whole bunch of companies that have been decimated, like 60, 70, 80%.
The 500, right?
The S&P 500. 500. Yeah. That's a good shopping list.
Yeah.
That's a good shopping list, like especially in Canada.
Yeah.
Because there's been a lot of companies that have been hammered too, why? Why are they down?
Yeah.
And that's where I think good money managers will be able to do that. The ones who are scared, going back to my analogy on driving in the snow, those who are scared who just sit on the sidelines and park, you're not going to do anything, you're in paralysis. And those who are turning back and going back to their garage saying, I'm not going to drive here, are going to be selling in the market. And I think that's a premature move, again, depending on your risk tolerances and depending on your financial goals.
Yeah.
But I think now's the time that people have to get not only investment advice, but proper portfolio management and structure.
Right. And you know, one of the questions we get asked a lot, I'll make this very quick because we're running out of time, is there's not just one market, right? There's various markets that you can go to around the world, even within equities, bonds, you name it, within the same asset classes. And so, yeah, to your point, stay nimble, stay dynamic, and have a proper strategy, right, and a risk management strategy along with that, and you're going to be fine.
And let's talk about risk management. Let's talk about bulletproofing your retirement no matter what happens in every economic cycle and every market cycle. We're going to discuss that on Tuesday, February 22nd, 7 p.m. live online. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Are you interested in what's happening in the Calgary real estate market? Not just today, but going forward, stick around after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.